Last week, Sinead Niulachán brought us a report from Kerry about Féile an Fráta, which took place yesterday in Ballinagall. Well, only one person could be crowned champion, and that was Richard McGowan. And Richard is back on the line. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Ray.
Cohardicus.
Good to meet you, Margaret, Ray.
Your British queens were crowned the best spuds on the night.
That's putting it well, yes. Yeah. That's it.
Now, we spoke to you last week from Lisboa, and you won that heat, and the grand final was yesterday. How many competitors were in the final?
There were seven competitors, one from each parish around the West Kerry area, around the Dingle area.
Right, and where did it take place?
It took place in Ballinagall, also known as Ballydavid, and Begley's pub there, in the village of Ballydavid, yes.
Right, and were you able to have it outside? Because I've seen it take place outside before.
I haven't seen it outside. It was inside.
Inside, yes.
Even though the day was beautiful, they're lovely and sunny, and it was lovely then.
Right.
The event took place inside.
Right, were you nervous?
I was anxious. I suppose, a little bit nervous. When you're in any competition you enter, you will be a little bit nervous.
Of course, sure. And had you won before?
No, I hadn't won. I'd won the Lisboa section one time before, but I hadn't won the final before.
Aha.
No.
Right, okay. And were you up against previous winners?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I was up against winner. Some parishes had won it previously, but I don't think either of them took part in yesterday on the previous winners. No.
And just to remind our listeners, so you grow these potatoes, and then you cook them and you present them to the judges on the day. How many judges were there?
There were five judges there.
Right.
You produce five potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you present the potatoes as best you can to the judges and let them judge then what they think of your potatoes.
Okay.
It's all blind tasting, of course. They don't know who. There are seven competitors. The judges are in one room. The potatoes are brought into another room. So the judges don't know whose potatoes they're tasting.
It's like in the Great British Bake Off, Richard, when they put the pictures. You know, we can see the pictures as a viewer. But when your man Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith come in, they don't know who owns the cake they're tasting. So similarly with the potatoes, right? Okay.
Yeah, they obviously copied us. Yeah.
Because I was worried. You see, I was worried, Richard. I was worried. I was thinking about you over the weekend because you are on the committee, and you know people would be saying fix. So it's completely above board. There's no way that
nothing like that. Yeah. Nothing. No. I know.
I shouldn't have even let it enter my head, Richard. Okay.
You shouldn't have. So how it's done, yeah. It's completely blind tasting, I think it's called.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called blind tasting, yeah. And then they deliberate. Can they put, salt and pepper, a bit of butter?
Yes, they can, They're salt and pepper and butter on the table, and if they wish, they can use those things.
Yeah.
Some people like the potatoes straight without anything, but people just like to put something through with the potatoes to make them tastier.
And did you steam or boil yours?
I steamed the potatoes.
Yeah. Okay.
I put a little pinch of salt on top of them when I was steaming them.
Yeah.
And let them steam away for about 45 minutes. And after about 45 minutes, then you check them maybe with a knife to see are they ready. If the knife goes through them nicely, you just take them off and that's it. They're done.
And are they in their jackets?
Oh, yes. Well, as you know, new potatoes.
Yeah, you just scrub them. You just scrub them. Yeah, is that it?
Just scrub them. Yes, exactly.
With a wire brush or something, yeah.
Well, not a wire brush. We haven't got that far.
Sorry.
A little plastic brush.
Little plastic brush, right. Okay. These things are really, really important, Richard. This is why you won.
You're learning, Ray. Yes,
because I would have used the wire brush and I wouldn't have won. Probably taken half the flavour away.
Exactly.
Okay, so how long, seven contestants, five judges, blind tasting. How long did their deliberations take?
The tasting, about an hour in total. The tasting started about 4 o'clock, and I think the whole thing was finished shortly after 5 o'clock or thereabouts.
Right.
The tasting finished about five, and then the judges, maybe the chairperson of the judges and one or two of the organising committee would go and take the papers away with them, the voting papers, and go through all the votes, all the marks, and count them and see who the winner was.
Right. And do they say a numbered number four potato one, or would they be able to put your name to that potato?
Oh, well, when it's announced, they call out, just call out the name of the winner. And that's
That's it. Now, yeah, I believe there was interest from a French camera crew down there over the weekend.
Yes, indeed. There was a French camera crew down there from TV Trésor, I think it's called. I think it's the French for treasure. My French is not great.
Right.
Treasure TV. Uh-huh. And they were doing a piece on it. They're doing a piece on, two pieces on Irish, on Ireland at the moment. And one of the things they're doing is the potatoes, Ireland and the potatoes. So they chose this anyway. How they came across this, I don't know. But they found and they were delighted to be involved and to take part in it.
Okay, great. Now
they were with me. They were with me when I was preparing the potatoes, getting ready, washing them, cleaning them, steaming them, getting them ready for when they're ready. When I have them cooked or steamed, wrap each one up in a little in tin foil to keep them warm, put them into a glass dish and take them into the centre bin.
Right.
So they were with me, they were filming me all this.
Right, okay.
And what? They filmed the voting and the tasting and all the rest of it, yes.
What did you win?
I got a lovely piece of pottery made by John Sheehy back there near Ballydavid.
Yeah.
And I also got a selection of sea salts, which are produced locally back in Dingle. And I also got a cheque for €200.
Nice. That's nice, isn't it? Yeah, that was lovely. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for taking our call on both days. How did you celebrate last night, Richard? With a plate of spuds or what?
A cup of tea and a piece of cake. there was festivities going on in the pub late at night. There was the music and all that. Yes. It was a big, huge crowd there.
Right.
And, you know, it was lovely winning, but it's really all about community and neighbourhood and
Fallon
Crack.
Yeah.
And people enjoy it. And practically all the events are done through the medium of Irish, which is lovely as well.
Yeah, the best potatoes are Wexford Queens, very flowery spuds with Kerry Gold Butter, Kathleen Lynch, regular listener in Sutton. And we had the first of our potatoes for dinner on Saturday. My daughter Edie and I planted them and she helped me dig them, lightly steamed, half a pound of Kerry Gold, a lorry load of salt and the meal of champions, says Orla. So there you go. Go hard against Arish, Richard. We might talk to you next year.
We'll invite you down next year to be one of the judges.
Well, there you go. Thanks so much. That's a great honour. I'll take you up on that invitation. Thanks, Richard. Grimagot, Slán.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.